Chapter 1. Saturday, January 15th, 2011, 3:30 a.m. Afghanistan. It's a cold, moonless night. In the heart of the woods, the darkness is almost complete. Except for the sounds of the nocturnal animals, everything is quiet. Among the trees and ferns, Taliban fighters, armed from head to toe, crawl with long knives between their teeth, gliding swiftly down the mountain, partially covered in snow, advancing without a sound. Their destination is the small American camp a little farther away in the clearing. In the small camp, several soldiers sit and talk quietly around the campfire, and armed guards walk around the camp with their fingers on triggers. The guerrillas communicate with one another in sign language and give orders to deploy. They surround the camp and quietly neutralize the first guard, and then the second. The third guard discovers the attackers and shoots at them, and all hell breaks loose. Shots are fired from all sides. The American soldiers who break out of their tents are killed one by one. Hand grenades explode everywhere. In one of the tents, an American fighter takes position below the edge of the tent and fires at any figure he sees crawling toward the camp. Two guerrillas approach the tent, from which the sniper shoots. They seem to know what they are looking for. Under the cover of the shooting sounds, they sneak into the tent and see a fighter lying on the ground, shooting with a sniper rifle. In quick strides, they approach the fighter and attach their rifles to the back of his neck. The fighter raises his hands and turns slowly. He looks up at the two of them, and the fighter's face is revealed. It's a woman. They grab her brutally and lift her to her feet. She resists and gets hit hard in the head. She loses consciousness and is dragged out of the tent. An American fighter hiding behind a tree with a submachine gun in his hands sees the two dragging the woman's body. He aims, but decides not to shoot for fear of hitting her. He runs to the tent where the radio is and radios headquarters. "Headquarters, White Eagle here, over." A corporal in the communication center at the military camp in the Gulf of Oman replies, "White Eagle, I hear you, over."
"We are being attacked by the Taliban," the fighter whispers urgently. "They're killing us all. Jasmine was kidnapped. I repeat, Jasmine was kidnapped."
He just finishes the last word when he gets a bullet in the head and falls onto the walkie-talkie. The line is still open. "White Eagle, can you hear me? Over." "White Eagle, can you hear me? Over." The only sounds coming from the radio are the sounds of gunfire and explosions. A few minutes later, there is silence on the radio. In the little camp, all the American fighters are dead. The guerrilla fighters rob what they can, set fire to the camp, and disappear into the darkness.
Friday, January 14th, 2011, 6 p.m. Military Headquarters, Jacksonville, North Carolina, United States.
The corporal who received the message leaves the communication center and runs to headquarters, where a number of officers are bending over a table with a miniature surface of the war zone in Afghanistan. He approaches one of the officers quickly.
"Colonel James Brown?"
The colonel turns his head to him.
"Yes."
The corporal bends over and whispers something into the colonel's ear. The colonel immediately straightens up with a severe look.
"Damn, damn," he mumbles. "Anything else?"
"No, only shots and explosions were heard, and the line went silent. It's not known if there are any survivors."
"Damn, damn,"
the colonel mumbles again while hurrying out of headquarters. He runs to his jeep, rushes to the other side of the camp, and bursts into the office of the division commander, Major General Joseph Chandler. He salutes and says agitatedly,
"Sir, Jasmine Steiner was abducted by the Taliban."
The commander, who is standing with other officers, looks at the colonel with a serious face.
"Very bad. Where was she when she was abducted?"
asks the commander as he steps toward the map of Afghanistan on the wall. Colonel Brown takes vigorous steps to the map and points at the place from which she was abducted.
"Activate all the informants," says the commander. "She must be found. Get her out of there."
"Yes, sir,"
James replies, saluting, and he steps out of the room.